What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. What a chance of fall. Chance of showers in the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health and the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. This is the French Connection. We are, as usual, off the hook today. We are on a Thursday broadcast. It is actually, this particular segment is at 6 o'clock at night here in central France, and we are coming to you with a direct load here from on our website. Been doing a lot of stuff lately with my partner and webmaster Eric Hufschmidt to, you know, to get a good idea of how we're going to do a quality broadcast for you. Of course, the informational side of this whole broadcasting thing is getting ironed out as we speak, and there are things in the fire for us to possibly get some other venues. So, you know, I'll keep you updated on all that stuff as it develops. IamTheWitness.com is where to hear this. Tell everybody. We are absolutely growing beyond anybody's imagination. You know, the firing of the French Connection from Genesis told a lot of people what they needed to hear about that network. So, basically, I've been getting thousands of responses. Well, not thousands. I've got almost 1,000. I've been trying to get everybody's emails put into a big pile over here. A lot of people sending me stuff. A lot of people telling me they're very happy that I've left. And in fact, I haven't read a single email saying that they weren't. So thanks for the support. You know, there's no money in this. There is a lot of glory for the future of our country if we can get the story out, ladies and gentlemen. And the story is what it is. And we wouldn't be getting the troubles we're getting unless it were true. You know, they're still sending people around my house. My neighbor had problems last night and got up at 2 o'clock in the morning because of her dog, and there was somebody outside. There were footprints in the mud and all kinds of stuff out there. Didn't wake me up, but woke her up. And she actually contacted the gendarmes around here and got another report. So, you know, I don't know. One of these nights they're going to get caught by the gendarmes, and they're going to get arrested, or there'll be some kind of mess in the neighborhood. Because you don't drive around my neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, at night without sticking out like a sore thumb. Sorry to say. You know, they're going to have to come in gliders or something to be unseen around here. That being said, you know, I want to reiterate something too about a guy that he actually called my partner on a private phone call and started telling him that, you know, his name is Greg Ziegler. Greg says he's a proud Marine and doesn't take kindly to people disparaging him. Well, you know, Greg, I got to be honest with you, buddy. You know, you're telling me that they're going to plant stuff in my food and tell me they're going to put me on LSD and the rest of it and have me babbling on the side of the road. You know, I took that as a veiled threat is what I took it as, and I don't take the threats very well either. And fact is, you know, these kinds of things that are going on from your side over there, and I got to be honest with you, I am quite sure that you're involved at the very highest levels. Princeton, intel operations officer, happened to be a Jewish, and working with crypto Jews across the nation to spread lies, tarply telling everybody that the dancing Israelis were really out there to protect the people from these Arabs, these bad Arabs. Same coming out of Mattson and his latest pile of dung. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is read these articles and understand what they're trying to do here. They're trying to push us away from, you know, the fact that the Israelis were actually the principals behind all of that stuff, and they were involved. They did what they did. And the fact is they murdered 3,000 people, assassinated them, mass murdered them. Worst mass murder in American history, done by the Mossad. That's who did it. That's who planned it. That's who organized it. It was done at the demands of the highest level of the rabbinical group that's running the world. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, they are a very dangerous group of people. They are evil beyond anything you can wrap your brain around. I've told you this before. They have murdered millions, hundreds of millions. If you want to know more about crypto-Judaism, you can go and read about the Young Turks in history. They were a group of very powerfully placed and financed through the Jewish network to get into the highest levels of the Turkish government and then orchestrate the Armenian murders. And that was this group. And it's funny, you know, that they come back and sacrifice some of their own people and then have us bow down to the facts that they've laid out around this Holocaust situation and put people in jail if you have any kind of countering view on it, which I don't know very much about that because I haven't studied it, but even people who've tried to do serious scholarship on it have been jailed. What are they trying to hide, ladies and gentlemen? Well, we all know what they're trying to hide. You know, this broadcast is one of the very few beacons out there of truth, and I'm hoping that you can take these truths and put them on shoutcast, podcast, chat rooms, put them on forums, place these things everywhere. That could be part of the job that you as listeners can do. Put them in Britain and in France and in Germany and in China and everywhere that they can be posted, ladies and gentlemen, because these facts will bring people, will awaken them. I mean, this. Look, if you go to my website and you read the stuff, you listen to Friedman, you listen to the stuff, you'd start doing 1 + 1 in your head and say, why have for the last 30 years of my life been spent watching news items on Israel torturing poor Palestinians after they illegally stole their country? You explain this to me. And why do I have to have my federal money going to a country that consistently and repeatedly murders, kills, destroys, and doesn't follow international law, builds nuclear devices, has over 200 of them in their arsenal, probably higher, more closer to 300 or 400, and then demands everybody else around them to toe the line in a non-nuclear? And they're the most dangerous nation on our planet. The American public should be aware of just how dangerous these people are. And then we've got these wackadoo, complete lost, nutjob, nimrod, stupid morons in the Christian right communities who want to accelerate the rapture. And they want 1 billion people to follow them into this rapturous, nutty, follow the Antichrist craziness, and they're going to have a big investment to try to get this word out all over the world. That was on. Oh God! I read this and I couldn't even believe my eyes as I read it, that they were trying to get 1 billion people to believe in the rapture. Oh boy, that fluoride works so good. It just works so good. But that being said, you know, the rants, the raves, you know, crypto-Judaism is a big part of what has been done to lie America into its malaise. And you need to start understanding that is why I came out so vociferously against Jeff Rentz. He is a disinformation site full of crypto-Jews and actually proclaimed Jews. There is 7 out of 10 of his researchers, or so-called researchers, involved in the the Jewish religion. And look, 1% of Judaism is adherent in America. I said this on another show. 1%, 2% of the population of America is Jewish. Half of them aren't adherent Jews. So 1% of the nation's population are adherent Jews. 7 out of 10 of them on Rentz's site, and he's connected to Cy Newhouse. You do the math, ladies and gentlemen. And you want to talk about Alex Jones again? I do. I do. Because he's got a huge following out there of people who've been lied to. Lied. Now he's saying it's the Queen of England again. And he's got these other people saying it's the Queen of England. And it's the Pope being involved again. And he's got Phelps on. And they're pushing this lies. Look, come on, you can see through that stuff. Start helping your fellows out there to see what these people are doing, because we could use their warm bodies in this fight. There are people that are following these two treasonous dogs, and the facts are that we need them. We could use them in our fight. We could use them behind us. We need to get this message out. You know, the same with this muttcocker over here doing the same thing, trying to destroy our message by innuendo and by lies and obfuscation and the whole bit. And it again has to be mentioned that people following them need to turn away from those people immediately, because they're just messed up. Look at the research we've done. Look at the scholarship involved in what we've got. Read the book. Read the 13th Tribe, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing part two on it in just a little while with Muhammad Rafik. As you all are well aware, we did the part one last night. It was designed, part one was designed to bring you into, knowledges that have been around for many years. We knew that the Khazars were a converted people in the 8th and 9th century. That is fully accepted as fact. Now, you don't convert to Judaism according to Sephardism because Sephardis don't accept you. Well, because you're not one of the tribes of Israel. You're not one of the children of Israel. Now, we've got fake DNA reports coming out by lying scientists, which is not very hard to get them to lie. Most of them are controlled by Jewish publications and science journals owned and operated by them. In fact, Jews in Britain control most of the science journals in the English-speaking world. You want to know that? Welcome to the real world, then. This stuff is real. The money they've spent is in the trillions. Much of it has come from the public purse of the United States and Europe. They are working day and night to bring on this mess that's coming, and it is the introduction of a new Messiah. Their Messiah is going to be a figurehead that is housed in the in Jerusalem, and they are going to try to set up their one world government through this. In fact, their documents stating these facts have gone back generations. We know this because we've read the old documents. We've listened to Benjamin Friedman. We know what Untermeyer said. We know what they did last century. We know what the Young Turks did. We know what crypto-Judaism did in Spain. We know what it's doing in America. We know what the leadership of the United States has. We know about Feith and Libby, or his name's Leibowitz, really, and about Howard Dean being Jewish and crypto-Jew, and we know that the other candidate, Kerry, is the name Forbes. He's also crypto-Jewish. We also know that people like Rockefeller have ties to the Jewish community. We can go back, ladies and gentlemen, look at these things. They're there for you to read. They're there for you to see. They're not fabrications. They're scholarly investigations. They're things you can find if you do the research. Which leads me to another point. All these so-called truth tellers spending 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years studying the government and can't come to these conclusions. Maybe it's because they never had any intention of coming to these conclusions. And I wonder about the pressure being placed on people like Mike Rivero over here. Maybe we need to send Mike Rivero some support to put these truths up on his website, or ask him why he's not. I don't understand anymore why we can't get people to stand up. Is it cowardice? Is it fear? Well, what's the story here? What do we have to do to get our side courageous enough to stand up? You know, it does take a certain degree I don't know what to call it. I don't know. Maybe a certain kind of person needs to do this. I don't know. I don't know what kind of person I am. I just know that I found these facts. I put them out in front of you. And now I have to put up and suffer the fools, suffer the liars, suffer the threats, suffer the Greg Zieglers of the world. Threatening me with LSD and veiled threats of coming to visit me for his honor. Well, the only honor involved in this guy is lying to the public and lying to us all about what he's doing, who he's controlling, and what's going on in the world. And, you know, people like John Kaminsky as well. never has come out and denied that he was a crypto Jew. In fact, he is, and that's what he was doing the whole time, ladies and gentlemen, is telling you, Jew, making all these bad racial statements, trying to get you inflamed against my show and others, when in fact, I welcomed the Jewish support from Rabbi Dovid Weiss and New Torah Kata, and from other Jews that are working very hard to expose this along with me. In fact, there are people around the country who write me with information from the Jewish community who are true Torah Jews, who are followers of the truth in their religion and don't believe in this Ashkenazi conspiracy through their Kabbalistic leadership to control our planet. They don't. And they are to be applauded for their efforts, and they are to be aided in their exposing of these criminals, as we are doing. And I will support them and stand in the line of fire for them, because I am not anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish. I am anti-criminal Jew, and that's where we found ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Criminal Judaism is trying to control the planet, and they are darn near able to do it at this point. Don't let them succeed, please. This is really the fight for the future of humanity, and that's how important it is. You know, I don't do these things because I'm some kind of nut who wants to be famous. I do these things because I want a future for us all. I would much prefer to live a quiet life. I don't know if I was cut out to be this kind of person, but I mean, the job is there to be done, so I just have to step up. That's what I'm asking you to do. Spread these files around. Spread these truths around. Look at what we've been able to uncover, and listen to what the others have said in their research, in their scholarship, what's in the Bible, what has been written over time, ladies and gentlemen. We've got documentation from the last century about these people and how they operate. We know they were supportive of the Jacobins in order to destroy the kingship of France. We know that they were the designers of communism, and they were the imploders of the Russian nation and turned it into a dictatorship under Soviet control, which was them, ladies and gentlemen, 4,000 of them. We know they fleeced the country in advance of the change, and we know that they took those caches and they put them into circulation so they could do the next phase, which is their claiming of the Messiah. You know, this group, the Lubavitch. That's right. That's why I got kicked off the radio last week, ladies and gentlemen, for saying the Lubavitch are behind it. They are a group of seven rabbis, and they have a Messiah picked out, and they're waiting to announce it. That's right. And you need to spread this around far and wide. Now, these are the kinds of things that get people killed. So, I'm telling you, I know who did it. I'm telling you, it's this group, and I'm telling you, if they kill me, it's them, it's they who ordered it, it's how it happened. If it happens in a car accident, if it happens in a poisoning, in any fashion, ladies and gentlemen, it happened because of the orders of these people. Make no mistake about that. And in fact, the numbers that we've got right now, in the over 10,000 people every day, it's actually closer to 15 in the last few days, and I'm thinking that's a bump from my... Thank you, Genesis, for helping me get so many new listeners. We've been at the high side of our highest visits lately. And anybody new to this truth needs to be welcomed. Welcome all of you. And understand this. All of the stuff that I try to put out here, I have documentation for, all of it. I mean, this is not off-the-cuff hatred of a single religious group. It is certainly not an attempt at bashing kind people in the world or innocent people. This is an effort to uncover the worst and most incredible criminal organization and conspiracy in human history. And they have put this conspiracy together over hundreds of years, centuries it's taken them to get this kind of control. They designed these kinds of warfares that we experienced in the last century as a means to this control. And they are willing to do anything to meet their goals, including to kill radio hosts like myself. So make no mistake, I am not a crazy guy. I don't take medication for being crazy. I'm not despondent or depressed. I'm a bit angry about all this, more than a bit angry. I am furious. I am absolutely beside myself with anger that these people are working toward these ends. And America needs to wake up, and Europe needs to wake up. We need to hear this. This truth needs to be out in everyone's DVD. Make DVDs of this broadcast. Download it from my site. Put it on a DVD. On a CD, I mean. Put it and send the CD to everybody you know. Make 10. Make 20. Drop them on bus seats. Put them in at work. Drop them at the water cooler. They're only a couple of bucks a piece, ladies and gentlemen. This truth is ringing. And when you hear it, here's the interesting thing. When you hear it, history starts to make sense to you. Because there was always something about history that didn't make any sense. And when you hear these facts, you hear this truth, it all begins to fall into place. This is the important thing to know, because this is the visceral truth that we understand. This is the truth that has always been in front of us, but has been hidden so terribly well by these criminals. They have bad things planned for us all, ladies and gentlemen. We're Esau, we're the Goyim, we're lower than cattle. We are to be exterminated, and the rest of us living under these seven Noahides. And if you don't know about that, you've got to do more research. It's there. Not the Black Pope, not the Queen of England, although she helps invest with these people. There you go. There's the story. It's the same story as I've told before. We're pushing the ball a little further down. Today's visit from Muhammad is going to be about how the Ashkenazi moved into this position. Where did they get their juice from? How did they get these fortunes? How did they build the Rothschilds into such a powerful force financially and politically? And were they able to buy the Bank of England and buy the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve? And how they've positioned themselves to control world money supplies to the detriment of every single breathing, living creature on the planet except themselves. There you go. When you start looking at who's been benefiting from this, take a look at this guy Brooks we put up on our site a few weeks back. The guy that built the defective body armor for the military, who was giving his daughter a $10 million bat mitzvah. You want to vomit? Take a look at this guy and see the picture of his son in the middle there. What kind of odious group of people is this? And they send our son defective body armor to die in a war that they orchestrated. Jeez. And then poison them with depleted uranium and kill off an entire people on lies. And then going to send us into Iran to do it again. How evil are these people, ladies and gentlemen? How much do we need to stand for before we stand up and say, that is enough? When is enough enough? When is it enough for you to say, I've had it now? We are going to tell everybody. We're going to scream it from the rooftops. We're going to ignore these morons who want rapture. Maybe they need a rapture in the head, for crying out loud, these idiots. I can't even wrap my brain around stupidity like that. It's beyond anything that a rational human being should have to endure, is to even have somebody running around with these kind of nonsensical things in their head. It's shocking to me. Shocking. All of it. All of it's shocking. And you know, the French Connection hasn't been doing these monologues in the beginning for two shows, and I'm sorry about that. We're going to try to correct that right away. I'm trying to get a lot of other issues underway here. And the bottom line is, we're doing some of the most important work in all of human history, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not paid a penny for it. If you want to toss me a buck in the mail, you'll find the address on my website, or I can give it to you nice and slow right now before we sign off for this segment. But, you know, oh boy, where are we at with this? I don't even have it. Eric's going to put the address here more clearly. You know, this is a tough one. Every day that I end up doing this stuff, we got a few more bodies, warm bodies here fighting with us. Every day is a little better. Every day is a little more. The address, if you've got a pencil, do it slow. I am the witness, all one word, at P.O. Box 1185, Fallbrook, California. That's P.O. Box 1185, Fallbrook, California, 92088. 92088. No amount of money is too small. A buck, $5, even 10. If you don't, I would prefer that you don't put your name on it, so I don't feel like I'm beholden to anybody. But if you want to write a note and you don't want to sign it, do that. Anonymous letter to let me read it. My cousin reads them to me. fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put this stuff right back into this fight. We're a small potatoes operation here. We do these shows with a small tape recorder and a telephone. And you know what? That's the kind of movement that we need here. It's got to be grassroots. It's got to be base. It can't be gloss and finish. Simple stuff, right direct, right to the heart of the matter. We put it out with research, with citing, with effort. These are the kinds of efforts that are going to make a difference. And small amounts of money do help, because it is going to put us to the next level and help us get larger numbers of people to be able to download this. We're already starting to exceed our gigabytes. We're at 22 gigabytes right now, which is a whole lot of information going out there and growing. Yes, we are. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I love this world. I love living. I love the people that I've met in my lifetime and in my travels. And I want us to be it. What kind of world could we have without these people controlling it? What kind of world? This is the thing we all need to ask ourselves. What kind of world could we have without these people? Well, now we have to envision it, and we have to execute this plan to get them out of our lives forever. That's what we must do, and we must do it now. No time to waste here. This is urgent. These files have to be passed around, and this truth has to be shown where the power that it really has. Anyway, in a few after the break, after this musical break that we're going to have here, a 5-minute break I'm planning on, we're going to bring up my guest for the day, Mohammed. And Mohammed is a powerful speaker for the truth. If you've already listened to his first half, he is an academic who will bring a lot of gravitas to the information. Stick with us. We'll be right back.